This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know why we do this with the Royals, and maybe this is a small group of people, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this one particular thought or idea. I just want to read it to you. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, you're right. The Royals have had a nice turnaround, but I still need to see it against the upper tier teams. Why would be my question. Why? I guess with the Royals. At this point, I think we all know what the Royals are. And I would say that's pretty good. I can't think of too many times in my lifetime, and I imagine in your lifetime too, that the Royals have been pretty consistently in this place. You know what the Royals are? They are a B student. They're not an A student like their big brother, the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs are going to Harvard, Stanford. They got a perfect score on the SATs. They can go to whatever college they want to. No question. You know what the Royals are? They're just a nice B student. You know what? You got a little bit of money to go to K-State. You got a good degree. You got a good job. They're just solid. You live a good, comfortable life. Your brother is more successful than you are, and maybe your parents will always compare your success to theirs. And you're like, hey, I feel like I did all right for myself. I don't know if we need to see the Royals do it against top-tier teams because I think we know the Royals aren't as good as those teams. And I'm not here to be Debbie Downer about the Royals. I think we've seen enough Royals baseball over the last year and a half to kind of tell you what they are. They're a team that could win somewhere between 85 to 90 games, and they will likely lose to a team that when they lose in the postseason would say, oh, that team was better than they were. Now, I think what makes it exciting about the Royals, and it's the same feeling that you had last year, their pitching will give them a chance against anybody. If their pitching continues to stay healthy, and it has been, relatively speaking, for the last year, year and a half or so, the only question with the Royals continues to be, can they score enough? As you've seen, when they score enough like they are right now, they're really, really hard to beat. Their pitching, their starting pitching has been this way pretty consistently now for a year and a half. And now they have a better bullpen to go with that rotation. This is one of the best staffs that the Royals as an organization have ever built from top to bottom. I mean, from every 5 days, who you have starting for this team, to if your starter can only go 5 1/3, how you bridge that to get to the heart of your bullpen. This is one of the most complete Royals rotations and bullpens that we've ever seen before. That's the hope. But if you're expecting to see if the Royals are going to be better than the Yankees, I'm here to tell you, you are probably going to be disappointed at the end of the season. I'm happy with what the Royals are. And maybe that is me settling a little bit. But if you've been cheering for the Royals or you've lived in Kansas City, you know, the Royals very rarely have been this kind of organization and this kind of team. They've either gone to the World Series or been irrelevant. Every Royals game matters. They have a chance to make the playoffs for consecutive seasons. That hasn't happened a whole lot. So I don't really want to spend a whole lot of time wondering about what the Royals should be or why they aren't one of those premier teams and celebrating what they are. For about 5 years, every time somebody in the front office spoke about the Royals, they kept telling you, hey, it's coming. It's on the way. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and you're sitting there and your waiter keeps telling you when the food's going to be there and eventually you start to get hangry? Hold on, you just told me 20 minutes ago that it was coming right up. The food's right in front of us now. They told us, well, hey, I don't know, 2020 could be the year. Well, 2021 could be the year. They kept moving back the when we should be good date. They finally have arrived at the they're good. They're competitive. They're a team that you want to buy a ticket to. They're a team that you want to buy FanDuel Sports Network. They're a team that you want to turn on the radio for. I'm happy. That's enough for me. I'm thrilled with what the Royals are. Sure. Could the Royals be better? Absolutely, they could be a better team. But we use the football analogy. The Royals have never just been a 10-7 football team, ever. Not consistently, not in our life. If you've been cheering for this team, they were good in 2003, and then they weren't good again until 2014. You know how long that is? I'm thrilled. I'm fired up about what they are.
I don't. Maybe it's because Kansas City fans, because the Chiefs' success have become jaded, and they live in a black and white world of it's pass, fail, championship, or bust. But there is a value in getting to the postseason, and the Royals last year won a postseason series. And right now, just doing the math, based on what their record is, they will finish with a better record this year if they stay on this pace than they did last season. There is a value in that. It is not championship or bust. The Chiefs are like the only team that operate that way. Not only in the area, but maybe in the world. It's like the Dodgers and the Chiefs. Everyone else, you should be celebrating the successes that exist. Like, the Royals were competitive in all four games of the Yankee series. Maybe if the ball bounces a different way twice, we're talking about a team that made the ALCS. Maybe this year they bump into the Yankees again in the DS and the ball bounces their way a couple times and you make the CS. Kind of like what happened to the 2014 Royals. But when did fans get so jaded and treat it like, well, you're either a World Series contender or a waste of my time? That's not how we operate in sports.
I think someone on the text line makes a really good point. C-Dot, the only A student in the American League is the Yankees. Like, if you're unhappy with the Royals for whatever reason and thought they were going to take a bigger step forward, I hear you. How many teams in the American League do you think are definitively better than the Royals? Because if you're saying the Yankees, sure. I agree with you. I think the Yankees are better than the Royals. I think we could find a lot of metrics that would suggest that they are better than the Royals. Are the Guardians better than the Royals? Because the Guardians have one more win than the Royals, but have a negative run differential. They have a negative run differential. I mean, Boston's not better than the Royals. Royals have more wins than Boston. They're coming into town this weekend. You can beat them straight up in a series. The Tigers, maybe? Maybe you're arguing Seattle? So, maybe, and it's still early. Like, I don't want to say we definitively know what the Royals are. There are probably two, maybe three teams in the American League that you can say, that team's a little better than them. Maybe you think it's the Mariners. Maybe you think it's the Tigers, the Yankees, whoever you think that it is. And then right there in that next grouping of teams, I think the Royals are right there. I think they got a shot. So I'm happy. So if you want had bigger expectations, or I can't tell you what your expectations for the Royals were going to be. I thought the Royals were an 87-win team. They look like an 87-win team that got a chance to make the postseason. I'm thrilled that baseball matters here in Kansas City. I am fired up about it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.